It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony, where each week we honor somebody, like we are, meaning we're proud of this. We think it went well. This is not the Dodgers trotting out a bunch of cross-dressing nuns to do bad things to the Messiah. This is us actually saying, hey, we endorse this kind of behavior. But I mention the Dodgers because this week's winner, it is his birthday this month, and he is, of course, one of the most fabulous comedians touring anywhere in the country and a frequent guest on this show. Diamond Dave Landau is about to regale you with, I got to be honest, a pretty blunt take on the state of the pride movement in this country and the weaponization of the word pride to label anybody who opposes it as some type of a bigot, when in truth, I think we're actually just standing up for sanity and your right to walk out the door without having to have your kids or yourself subjected to a drag show you didn't buy a ticket for. But one way or the other, happy pride, and I do mean that sincerely, and happy game ball to Diamond Dave Landau. Think about girls, girls, girls. Do you want to go to the strip club and hear theys? You don't.
No, then you got to start asking yourself other questions.
Are you sure? Yeah. Do you like surprises? Yeah. That whole thing.
Yeah. They're girls, right? Come in.
Nobody wants to hear smoking in the person's room. Smoking in the person's room. It's not the same. They're ruining pop culture. Can we just start there?
Did he say he's, she, them? I don't understand this song.
That is really funny. Scent of a What is a Woman. New Hollywood remake.
Yes.
Not good.
Yes.
Not good.
Yes, pretty person.
But I'm gonna let you in on some breaking news that you didn't know. As just a regular tax-paying person who just goes about his business in this American life, I know you didn't know this, okay? So, you know, buckle up. I hope you're not driving. No one knows this, and I wish someone would acknowledge it already, but it's Pride Month.
Is it really? It's so under the radar.
They only painted it over my child's entire school and shot rainbow flags at me with a T-shirt gun when I walked out of my house this morning. But absent that, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, other than the fact that they make toddlers wear it as a uniform now, I don't think that I'd heard of it. What is it they're proud of exactly? I've not even heard of the term.
They were actually, I'm not kidding, at Lincoln School this morning, they were actually branding them like they were cattle. Like when I dropped them off in the traffic circle, they were actually branding a rainbow flag onto their butt cheek before they walked into class. It's like, come on, man. We get it! We get it! And again, this is the point we come back to. We talked about this last week. It's not a backlash against pride. Like, we're laughing at how omnipotent it is in our lives, but the backlash is against them repurposing something as pride. Transgender nuns going potty. I'm not even going to get into it, okay? But transgender nuns doing foul things to the Lord and Savior has nothing to do with pride. In fact, if you're participating in such an ritual, I would offer that you suffer from a lack of pride. Do you not?
I would actually say, I would assume your parents are anything but proud of you.
This is.
I would say,
go ahead.
I would say it doesn't come up a lot. Hey, Dad, I'm gay. That's great. Now we're both going to be climbing a cross at a pool party. All right. Well, you know what, son? I was going to let you stay, but
of all the letters home from school, this might be the one they don't hang on the fridge. Is that what you're telling me? But here's my question. Okay, seriously. Okay, is there any other religion you could do this to at a corporate sanctioned event? Could you imagine we had a Sisters of Disrespect Muhammad night at the LA Dodgers? Is there enough security in the world for that?
You wouldn't even make it into the building.
Think about
it. You would just be on your way there, and they'd be like, oh, what was that noise? Oh, it was the 19 explosions that were just at the tailgate.
And we're not wrong. We're not being bigots. Think about the Charlie Hebdo story, where they literally just drew a cartoon of Muhammad. Everyone got killed, like actually killed. And we were like, all right. Go ahead.
Everywhere. No, you're right. Bodies. No, it's true. And South Park had the same problem where they wanted to draw them. And they were like, you just can't. We're not going to allow you to. Like, you can do anything else on your show. It doesn't matter. The pilot episode was Jesus fights Santa. But when it got to any other religion like that, then they made fun of Jewish people. They made fun of everybody. But when it got to that, it was like, no, 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 we can't. We could die.
Yep. But it's psychotic. We're talking to Diamond Dave Landau. And the truth is, in L.A., and this is where this is a loss for Democrats, but it doesn't really get spoken to. L.A. is one-third Catholic. They have a very big Latino population.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Democrats, you know, live and die on minority support. This is one of those areas where they're losing it and they don't even realize it. Because the thing is, regardless of how religious you are, okay, if you're a parent, you take your kid to a ball game, you know, you shell out the $7,800 it costs for three tickets and a hot dog these days. The one thing, you know, when your kid puts on the mitt that day that he's not hoping to catch is a drag show, a blasphemous drag show. So it's weird because there's like this non-consensual thing going on where it's being forced on the actual consumer. You know, no one's asking for this. I mean, you traffic in some pretty interesting risque circles yourself. Are they asking for this in the green rooms at the Diamond Dave shows?
Of course not. And if you go to that, I mean, these are people that practice Santeria and have, and I do know that as a sublime quote, but it is true.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you have these people that are deeply seated in religion and their faith. Like, yeah, you're right. I mean, you are going to bring somebody there where it's like, okay, well, let's just hope it's just baseball tonight. But yeah, when it comes to my shows, I've only had a couple times where I've had an issue where one time a guy stood up and I was talking about trans Olympic swimming.
Yeah.
And the joke was me saying how bad I would be if I were to compete as a woman.
Uh-huh. And that's
so I'm just saying, like, you know, like after one lap, I'd be at the side of the pool. The announcers are like, who's that fat girl? I think she has emphysema. She doesn't even shave. And it's like a guy stood up going, this is the most homophobic show I've ever been to.
Gosh.
And there were gay people in the crowd, and he was going to pull out his camera phone until he realized no one was with him, because my response was like, you get I'm making fun of me, right? And he's like, well, and he tried to like double down. I'm like, no, I'm talking about me being unathletic and womanlike.
Yes.
You're mad because you just came here, and he was alone trying to make a statement with his phone, and then he didn't get what he wanted. So yeah, I think it's ridiculous. So, yeah, I guess there's some form of it. I don't know. He didn't look very proud.
Well, I would tell you one thing, by the way, that you know. Like, nothing about this story surprises me in terms of you standing your ground and winning, because one thing is comics that we've always known as guys that were in clubs the last 4 or 5 years is this has always been a tyranny of the minority. You know, the truth is, like, comedy club audiences don't, the vast majority of them, don't shell out the money for tickets and the two-drink minimum because they want to ruin the comic's life. They're actually just coming to laugh, and they know the difference between a joke and a hate crime. But we ceded so much, for real, but we ceded so much power to the outrage mob that they've gotten away with doing this as a tyranny of the minority, as labeling stuff as bigotry or homophobia or anything in between. That's where the Dodgers find themselves, okay? They invited this group, and then somebody was like, oh, by the way, have you guys seen the video of the performance? It's basically a reenactment of the film The Aristocrats. Okay, it's
right.
Like a telling of The Aristocrats. Every depraved, vile sex act that could be described to you. Oh, it's a nice show. What do you call it? The Aristocrats. That whole thing, and you know. But the point
is,
yes, the Dodgers were like, all right, maybe we shouldn't have this at a family ball game. But what happened was the other side was willing to yell louder. Like, we officially now live in a world where whoever's willing to complain the most will just get their way. Isn't that what this is?
It absolutely is. Whoever is the loudest on Twitter. It's not even about numbers. Because the people who go to the baseball game, like, I have a friend, his name is Travis. He's a gay guy, and he loves hockey, and he was like a wrestler and stuff in high school. Well, I mean, you knew that already. But kidding, Travis. Sure. But they did kind of that pride thing at a Detroit hockey game, and he's like, can't we just enjoy a night? Like, why does this have to be, like, I came to watch a hockey game. Like, there's no reason I should have to sit here and be like, no, it's good. I'm one of them.
So it's nuts because it's just.
I've always wanted to wear rainbow suspenders to a ballpark.
Yes. But, dude, that's where we are now, and it's being forced on them. Do you remember the guy we were talking about? This was like not a month ago. It's probably like 5 months ago when they were doing this to the hockey player. They were having a night where they were going to wear, like, rainbow flag jerseys. Like, it's Pride Month now, but they were doing it months back. And, again, you don't go to a hockey game because of your sexual orientation. You know what I'm saying? You just go because you like hockey. But the part I hate about this is where I really think they're blowing a good thing. And I say this about Hollywood a lot, too, is because they were common culture and because everyone frequented this stuff, they were able to command the salaries that they did. You know, it's like Hollywood actors getting political and alienating half of the country are having an adverse impact on their own prosperity. And it's not because these guys are principled. I mean, they gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski. You know what I'm saying? These are not these are not a principled people. OK, they all covered up for Harvey Weinstein for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to say, there's not a movie out of the last 20 years until a year ago that didn't say Weinstein on it.
Yeah.
So you guys knew something.
there wasn't a casting call in the last 20 years that you could turn on a black light at and not actually lose your physical appetite. Okay.
Right, and not just think you were in a planetarium.
No. Yeah, we're not talking about the solar system, although you might have saw the Little Dipper. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, but stick with it. Okay. But the point is they were all complicit in going along with that. And I always say this to Hollywood, okay? Like, Hollywood people, they're famous because they hit the genetic lottery. Actors are stupid. Most of them are stupid. We know a lot of actors, okay? There are certainly some smart ones out there. We don't want to deny anybody their platform. But the vast majority of Hollywood is just they're so good-looking that we're willing to pay $20 to watch them recite the words that were written by an ugly person. Is that not how Hollywood works? You understand? And
yes.
I mean, you've been in the writer's rooms. I've been in the writer's rooms. We are not show ponies. You're not walking into the writer's room. You never leave a writer's room going, I got to work out. You know?
No. And if a comic's invited onto a set or to audition for a role, it's because they need a neighbor who's going to relate to an audience member that's overweight.
You're never getting invited in for a flattering role is the point we're trying to make.
Yes. Nobody's ever said we need a Dave Landau's bone structure type.
Because they've never seen the bone structure. That's the problem.
It's just pretty much chin to chest.
It's so funny. The only time as comics we've ever been cast is like, hey, we're looking for somebody who can be in the last week of this Elvis biopic. You'll be playing Elvis August 13th, 14th, and 15th, 1973. It's August 77. We're up to 3.5 pounds of bacon a day.
You're going to be wearing giant sunglasses and sideburns, and your face will be mostly blurred out. Don't even worry about it.
We need somebody who can facial sweat in 12-degree weather.
Yeah. Yes, is that possible? Now, do you bring your own cocaine, or do you want us to bring our own face up?
It would help if we could tangibly hear your heart, like the struggling ignition on a Chevy V8. A 76 Bonneville.
Do you want to put six steps right in front of the toilet you die on?
That's funny. How tall are you? We need to know for the chalk outline guy who's going to be depicting the bathroom scenes. approximately 6'1". Thank you very much.
We need you as face down, Elvis.
Mom, I'm in a movie! I'm in a movie. What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm the last.
And even your mom.
The last one.
Yeah. And even your mom would be like, yeah, you're too fat. You couldn't be in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Come on. Yes, yeah, it's not. Come on. Elvis looks better than that. There's still a charm to him.
That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. We are back here on the radio live where we belong this Monday. Until then, have the best weekend allowable by law. And if you're anywhere near Davenport, Iowa, get out to the Adler Theater. Forget the show. We just really need a designated driver.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.